Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on tonight?
We're going to keep it right on the New York Jets. Speaking of which, with Victor Green, all the good things that he's done, the Jets continue to do some great things, Chris. A few weeks ago, and they do this every year, well, the United Way of New York City has a shindig every year, and they recognize the Jets and the Giants because they do an awful lot, both teams, for the United Way. And at times, they'll recognize certain players for each team or both teams who go beyond the field and do some incredible things. And this year, they actually singled out offensive tackle Kelvin Beachum of the Jets because of all that he's done in the community and for the city of New York. And this year, Chris, he actually was honored as a hometown hero. That's like the MVP of the United Way and what they do. And there's only been a few that have gotten that kind of award over the years. But he's been very instrumental in helping to end hunger because he's in a lot of different groups, Chris, like Bread for the World, World Vision. These are all organizations out there to try to eradicate hunger. But he also is on many, many different boards of education, even at his alma mater, SMU. He does some great work for those. He's always in the community, both with JET activities to pretty much help minorities and disadvantaged youth around the tri-state area. But and I went even a bit farther back and wanted to see what else he was doing, Chris. He has been working to eradicate hunger since high school. He's been involved in smaller things since he was a high school kid, long before he thought he'd ever have a chance of being an NFL player. And now that he's got there, he said, look, I've gotten to the point where I'm a pro now, and I'm at a place now where I have a bigger chance to make an impact. And it's great to see what he's done. And again, he was honored right at around Memorial Day for the great work he does throughout the tri-state area. And again, if you go to the Jets website and their community page, Kelvin Beachum, you read his story. But a great guy, actually spent some time in Pittsburgh, I believe, Chris, earlier in his career.
He did.
But great, great player, and awesome what he does off the field. We salute him tonight.
Yes, we do. And Bob, I'm going to put my spotlight, I'm going to go outside the world of sports for my spotlight on the positive this week, because we've had something extraordinarily sad, I think, happened to our childhood memories, you know, our nostalgic memories of going to toy stores and things like that, because Toys R Us have closed their doors, right? They've gone out of business. So all of us that remember going into a Toys R Us store and running up and down their aisles and all of the great toys that they had in there and playing with them and seeing them and making our Christmas wish list and all of that, we lost that this week when they went out of business. So future generations of kids won't have those types of memories. So, but you know, out of the sadness or the dark cloud that is that, there is a bit of a silver lining. In Raleigh, North Carolina, an anonymous person bought $1 million of the remaining inventory from the Triangle Town Center location and donated those toys to local children. So on what was a very sad day for the remaining employees of the local Toys R Us store there, you know, the day they're closing the doors for the final time, they got to box up everything, and then trucks came and they loaded those trucks up with those toys for local children. Now, details haven't come out yet for where those toys are going to be distributed. And like I say, the person that bought them is anonymous. So we can assume they weren't looking for fanfare for doing all of this. but some local children are going to be able to enjoy some toys that this person, you know, again, $1 million, Bob, worth of toys that are going to be distributed out to those local kids. So a very kind gesture from somebody, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing more details about that story. But I was sad to hear about Toys R Us going out of business, but very happy to hear about this person coming in and buying those remaining toys and then giving them to the local kids. So at least, Bob, there's some silver lining to what was otherwise a sad story.
That's that is well worth going out the spectacle of sports, because that's an amazing story, Chris, and thanks for sharing it. $1 million worth of toys, that's an awful lot. You're making an awful lot of kids happy, and yeah, there's a special place for that person. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. Please share it when you hear more.
Yeah, if I can get the details, I will absolutely update the story. But yeah, very good, a very good generous offer, or a generous deed, I should say, by that person. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our sincere thanks again to Don Beebe, Tony Collins, Chad Brown, Ross Greenberg, and Victor Green for joining us. And Bob, as always, the greatest privilege of all, spending my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Well, we had twice this week. We worked together. It was a lot of fun,
yes.
Chris. And hope to do it again soon on both sides, on the golf and football. But, yeah, let's do it again soon. What do you say?
Absolutely. Next week, scheduled to join us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Cowboys offensive lineman and now radio show host Ross Tucker. Will make his TNT debut with us. Looking forward to chatting with Ross. Former BC Lions wide receiver and the winner of the Smartest Person in Canada contest from a couple of years ago, Marco Iannuzzi, will be back with us. Always a good time with Marco. Our good friend and former Jets and Chiefs kicker Nick Lowry will be back with us. Always like keeping an eye on the great things that Nick is doing, speaking of great foundations. He's got a wonderful one, so we'll catch up with Nick next week. And back with us again will be former Pro Bowl defensive back Chris Dishman, as well as Tony Collins, who joins us every single week here on TNT. So a great lineup coming back with us next week. We hope you'll be a part of the show with us. I want to remind everybody, how can you follow us on social media? Well, first of all, on our Facebook page, Thursday Night Tailgate, please go check that out. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we have links that you can stream, you know, whether it's full episodes, these full two-hour episodes, or you could pick some of the individual interviews that you might want to, you know, stream really quickly. We have a link back to our page over on Podbean. And speaking of those guys, we can't thank them enough for featuring us right there in their football fan section prominently, whether it's on Podbean.com or on the Podbean app. So if you get to download the Podbean app, you can take us with you everywhere you go. Maybe we can make your commutes a little bit better, your time in the gym a little bit better. If you're out walking like Bob does every single day, you can take us with you and listen to the interviews with us on there as well. So check it out, Podbean.com, or download the Podbean app. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right, we'll talk then, Chris, and we want to also thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see, they say I am the one. In the end, it's you and me as we ride into the sun. So we ride another big thumb down the day. We ride another day.